We are on Daf, Vov Amid Beis. We have the Taisvis to learn on the Sugya we learned yesterday. We had learned yesterday that Rebbe was Mater Beish Shan Kulo. It was Mater that in Beish Shan they don't have to be Mafrish, Maisris, because Rabbi Meir ate an Ola Shal Yerek without being Mafresh Meiser. So this is a Hechoche that Rabbi Meir held Beishan was not Niskadish with Kedushas Meisers. It wasn't Niskadish Bekibushniya. Mamel, that's why it's part of a Meiser. Zuktaisvis, mashme the ein meiser noyig bechutzalaret. It seems that was the Rameh was mechadish that Beishan, which was people had assumed that had kedushas oretz, doesn't have kedushas oretz. It wasn't miskadish by the kibushniyah. Mashme the ein meiser noyig bechutzalaret. Bechein mashme b'avedizore. Peperik Rabbi Shmuel. The Komare Shlokish Ikash Ikla Lebotzo. The Shlokish went to Botzo. Chazinu the Ochli Peri the Loy Osru Loy Maisru. They ate Peris without being Mafresh Maisers. So Shlokish saw this. Osa Lohu. So he answered that they're not allowed to eat the Peris without being Mafresh Maisers. Also, Lakami de Rabbi Yochanan, he came to Rabbi Yochanan, he told them what he had accomplished in Botzo, he told them they have to be Mafresh Maisres. Omar Lai, so Rabbi Yochanan told Reish Lokish, Adam Katucho Aloch Zil Hoda. He says, don't take off your coat, even though you're famatered from the journey, but then you came from Botzo to here, don't take off your coat and go back right away and tell them that they're Potiphar Maisa. The Botzro love Hainu Betzer. Botzro is not Betzer. The Botzro kechutz loretzi. Veine chayeves b'maisa. So we have a second Gemara that the Gemara says that Gemara Navayde Zore that chutz loretzi is Potiphar Mina Maisa. That stems very well with our Gemara. V'teime, the beperik ad kamo muchach kulo shmeitze the trumen ayheges b'chutz loretz. Taisus brings a Gemara in b'chayres that trumen is naik b'chutz loretz. So this is a stire to our Gemara and to the Gemara in Aveide Zore. V'ein loimer k'depirish oche b'kunteres Rashi had a whole mahalach. The davke trumas dogon tirish v'yitzor. The havi ba'oretz diereise. Since in Eretz Yisrael, it's minatoyre, you have to be mafresh, trumas amaisres, b'chutz lo'otz hava midarabono. So in chutz lo'otz, you have to be mafresh midarabono. Avol b'shar peres, ava peres in yirokes. Since the hold in Afrosh is only at the Rabbonin in Eretz Yisrael, then the Chutz Loretz is Mutter Lagamri. They weren't Misakin by Peres and Yerokes in Chutz Loretz. The whole thing is at the Rabbonin in Eretz Yisrael, so Davka in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Loretz. So Lechoyre, that would be sufficient to say Pshat Nagamore, in the Gemara Navei de Zore, but Taisa says it's not true. Why? The Beperi Kame de Beye, Rabbi Ush Bezichne, the Rabbi Babachone, Havelei Isur Yoso de Chaldolo. There's a whole sugi over there, that the innkeeper of Rabbi Babachone had a bundle of Chaldol, And mashma hasugye dechayev v'maiser. And Tosis doesn't go into the mashmois. The achroinim are very marech what the mashmois is. Let us not get into that. But Tosis had a mashmois from the sugye and beye that chardul is chayev v'maiser. Now, chardul is a yerek. And there it's speaking about chutz loretz, it's speaking about chutz loretz, and it's chayev b'maisa. So we can't use Rashi's chilek, that is, there's a chilek between maisa yerek and maisa dog and tirish v'yitzah. That's kasha number one. A second raya Tosfos says that atrume derabonon, that a full Eretz Yisrael is at the Rabbonon is also noyig b'chutz loretz. U'bereish keitzad mevorchim. The Gemara beginning of keitzad mevorchim brings down as follows. Amachloikis Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kivin. Rabbi Lezer oimar tzlaf mis'aser ho evyoynes v'hakafrisa. Now tzlaf is a type of a tree, a caper tree, and it has a fruit that grows on this tree, which is called Evyoynes. The fruit is called Evyoynes. And the there's a klipa that grows around the fruit that's called Kafrisen. Now, this klipa that grows around the Evyoynes is edible. So, Rabbi Lezer said, so it also says that in Peiri, so Rabbi Lezer said, "Slav misaser ho evyoynes v'hakafrisim," that you have to take off maisres say from the evyoynes, which is the etzem peiri, and v'hakafrisim the klipa, since it's also edible. It also is a teres peiris. You have to take off maiser from the klipa. Rabbi Kiva Omer ein misasrim ela avyoynes bilvat. Rabbi Kiva says no, the avyoynes are the peri that you have to take off maisa. The kafrisim is a klipe. There's no chiyav maisa. That is a teres machel. There's no chiyav maisa on the kafrisim. Fine. So we have here a machloikis. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Kiva, do the kafrisim have a teres machel, or don't they have a teres machel? Rabbi Lezer says they have a teres machel, Rabbi Kiva says don't have a teres machel. Fine. Va'omar Rabbi Yehuda. Now Rabbi Yehuda comes and says a memre, tzlaf olo b'chutz loretz. What if you have a tzlaf that's olo? It grew in chutz loretz. Now in chutz loretz, in olo, olo is the peri is osa, the klipas amuta. So Rabbi Yehuda said, so in Chutz Loretz, Zoyrek Eso Avyoynes, you throw away the Avyoynes, that's the fruit, this is a priolo, so the Avyoynes you throw away, Va'oichel Esa Kafrisen, and the Kafrisen you're allowed to eat. So in other words, Rabbi Yehuda paskins like Rabbi Kiva, the Peri is only the Avyoynes, the Kafrisen is a klipe, so you're allowed to eat. Yevatzlaf shel olo in chutz loretz, so the avyoynes you're not allowed to eat. It's olo, but the kafrisin you're allowed to eat because the kafrisin have a din klipa. It doesn't have a teres peiri. So it's very interesting. Rabbi Yehuda, in other words, is saying we paskin like Rabbi Kiva, but he thinks up of another case. He thinks up of a case of olo and chutz loretz of pesazay, and then he says we paskin like Rabbi Kiva that the avyoynes are the peiri and the kafrisin are not the peiri. Uporich, fragt die Gemara, why did Rabbi Yehuda have to say this halacha in such a roundabout oifen? The lema halacha ki Rabbi Kiva. Let him say halacha ki Rabbi Kiva. You paskal is Rabbi Kiva, say halacha ki Rabbi Kiva. Mishani, so the Gemara answers, hava minu afilu ba'oretz. If we would say halacha ki Rabbi Kiva, I would think in Eretz Yisrael, we also paskin that kafrisin, Kafrisim has, don't have a din, peiri. Kamash melon, bechutzalot. No. In Eretz Yisrael, he didn't paskin. He wasn't makel like Rabbi Kiva in Eretz Yisrael. So now, he wouldn't say halochik Rabbi Kiva. Because in Eretz Yisrael he was chayish l'shitas Rabbi Elezer. And memela in Eretz Yisrael he would say you have to be mafrish maisres from the kafrisa. In Chutz Loretz, there he was makel like Rabbi Kiva, so therefore he said, that's why he said this whole tzir, tzlaf shel olah v'chutz Loretz, zeirik es avyenis, v'ichel sozak kafrisa. He couldn't say samzei alochik Rabbi Kiva. Frek the Gemara, fine. I hear what you're saying, but Velema, let him say like this. Why does he have to speak about a specific case? Velema, let him say, Kol Hamekel Ba'oretz Alocha Kamaisi Bechutzlos. Why are you speaking about a case of Tzlaf Shel Ola? Say, you hold. There's a Machloikis in Eretz Yisrael, and Chutzlos, we paskin like the Mekel. So say this, Kol HaMekel Ba'oretz, Halocha Kemoisei B'chutz L'oretz. So therefore, in Chutz L'oretz, Atzlav Shel Olo, we can paskin like Rabbi Kiva, that the Kafrisim don't have a Teres Peire, and you can eat the Kafrisim in Chutz L'oretz. Fine. Frek Ze'ef the Gemara, Iyom HaHochi, Hava Mini Hani Mili Maiser Yerek Utzlav, the Be'eretz Gufa Derabon. Samuel says, no. If he would just say these words without speaking about Ola, I would think this Yisod, that Kol HaMekel Be'eretz Halacha Kemoisei B'chutzlos, is speaking about what they're speaking about. They're speaking about Maisa of Tzlaf in Eretz Yisrael. Meiser of Tzlaf of Eretz in Eretz Yisrael zah d'rabbono, because min ha-teure Meiser is dogen tira shviyitza. That's the Meiser d'reise. They're speaking about a Meiser d'rabbono of Tzlaf, which is a Meiser d'rabbono. Now, if Rav Yehuda would only have said, Kol HaMekel, he wouldn't say a specific case of Ola, Kol HaMekel Ba'oretz Halocha Kemoisei B'chutzlos, I would think he's speaking about what they're speaking about. They're speaking about Maisa Peiris de Rabbonon. So he's saying, in Chutz Loretz, you can be maker like Rabbi Kiva, you don't have to be mafresh Maisa from Kafrisa. But all of which in Eretz Yisrael is Adiraisa could be, I'm not maker like Rabbi Kiva in Chutz Loretz. So by saying Stamazoy Aloshin Stomi Kol HaMekel Ba'oretz Alochi Kemoisei B'chutz L'oretz, I would think that he was only Mekel by Maise Peiris and Chutz L'oretz, because the whole Maise Peiris in Eretz Yisrael is at the Rabbonon, so we're Mekel Maise Peiris and Chutz L'oretz like the Mekel. But Olo, which in Eretz Yisrael is a deraisis, so I would think that he wouldn't be Mekel and Chutz L'oretz like Rabbi Kiva. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda had to say, Rochel Bitra Ktano, that a Tzlaf Shel Olo, in parentheses, which in Eretz Yisrael is a deraisis, in Chutz L'oretz, I Mekel like Rabbi Kiva. So therefore, he had to speak about a specific case of Tzlaf Shel Olo to tell us that the klal of Kol HaMekel Ba'oretz applies a filu by something which the Ba'oretz it's negeya de reise, it's a machlokes in the reise, we make a lechutz loretz. Yom ha-hochi have a mina hanemi li maisa yerik etzlaf, de Ba'oretz gufa de rabona, avol olo de Ba'oretz de reise loy. Now, so let's stop over here. So let's understand what is the Gemara saying. The Gemara says, if he would have said Kol HaMekel Ba'oretz, I would think that he's only passing like a Bekiva by Maisa of Peiris and Maisa of Tzlaf and of Yerek. There he's Mekel B'chutz L'oretz. There he says the Klal Kol HaMekel Ba'oretz, but not by Ola. No, so it's enough in the Gemara that there's a din of Maisa Peiris and Maisa Yerek and Chutz L'oretz. It's enough in the Gemara. The Gemara says, if Rav Yehuda would have only said Kol HaMekel Ba'oretz, I would think he's only speaking about Maisa and he's Mekel in Hilchus Maisris B'chutz L'oretz like Rabbi Kiva. But Maisa, you give Maisa and Peiris and Yerokis and Chutz L'oretz. And that's Mamish Fakert and Asugye. Asugye says clearly that in Chutz L'oretz, Yerik is potter min ha-maiser. So now we have two Gemaras, a Gemara in Beyem, a Gemara in Brachas, that it would seem clearly that there's a Chiyav, Maisres, and Yerokes, and Peres, Tfilon Chutz Loretz. Boimer Rabbeinu Tam. So because of these two kashes, so Rabbeinu Tam does not learn like Rashi. He holds that Maisa Yerik is Noig Bechutz Loretz, Maisa Peres is Noig Bechutz Loretz. The Hocho Obeperik Rabbi Shmuel Ayri B'dmai. Our Gemara is speaking about Peres D'mai. The Einai Noig Bechutz Loretz. D'mai is not Noig Bechutz Loretz. The whole D'mai is Noch HaChumre, Reiv Amarat Zemasrem Heim. So this Chumre was not, even though Maisres are Noig Bechutz Loretz, but D'mai is not Noig Bechutz Loretz. Kidisnan b'meseches d'mai, where do we see such a concept? It says, mechziv ulaholam potomin ad'mai. It says, the gvulim, where d'mai is noyik. From kziv and further, there's no din d'mai. Avovadai tevel chayiv b'chol mokim. So memele, else is farhemfeld, that our Gemara is speaking about D'mai, the Gemara Navoi de Zora is speaking about D'mai, that Rabbi Yechon told Reish Lakish that it's Take Potter Min HaMaisa. D'mai is Potter Min HaMaisa. And but Tevel, if I care, it's very meduik in the Mishnah. Mikziv Ulaholon Potter Min HaD'mai. From D'mai it's Potter. Avovadai Tevel Chayim. If I care, it's Mamish. B'chol Mokei. So everything is shalom al yisrael. Everything is farimfot. V'chein mashme d'mayri hocha b'd'may. Mid'porich lekamon, the Gemara asked the kasha, this whole heter of Rebbe was based on an edus that Rabbi Yeshua ben Zoros saw Rabbi Meir ate an olo shal yerek and beisham without being mafrish meisem. So the Gemara asked, what's the raya? The Duma Rabbi Meir Nosan Eino B'tzad Zeh V'Ochel B'tzad Acher. Fine. So what's the raya that maybe Rabbi Meir was Mafrish Maise? It was Nosan Eino. So the Rabbeinu Tam, this whole heter of Nosan Eino B'tzad Zeh V'Ochel B'tzad Acher is loy shori ella b'dmai. This only works by d'mai. So if the Gemara asked Akasha, maybe Rab Meir was mafrish b'nos, al kochoch, speaking about d'mai. Now, I just like to mention there's a reshash in Gittin, and daf lamed aleph. This we have to understand the Rabbeinu Tam just said a mouthful. But the din of Nosan Einov B'tzadzeh and then Neuchel B'tzadzeh is only Neug by D'mai. We learned this from Psukim B'nechshav Lachem Trumaschem, that you can be Mafresh Trumah B'machshove. And all of a sudden, it's only Neug by D'mai. Weird. The Shara Melech Mutchit Sich Meredik with this Rabbeinu Tam, that Rabbeinu Tam had said such a klal. So the Rishash says, Psamuridik is a... He says, no, 100%. The Benechshav Lachem Trumaschem goes on Tevel de Reise. Ki be mafrish Trume b'machshove. You can be mafrish Trumes Meise b'machshove. You could also be mafrish Meise Rishin b'machshove. This is Minat Torah. But Meise Sheini and Meise Oni, you cannot be mafrish b'machshove. And you can be mafrish. So this kunz of afrosh b'marshava only works by trumah gedola, trumas maisa, maisa rish. So memele, so if you have something that's tevel, nothing was hufrash, so b'marshava will still remain tevel, because either it's maisa sheni or maisa oni. You have to do something. But by d'mai, which roiva maratze maasrim d'mai, So I can assume, Mustama, they were mafresh, Maiser Oni and Maiser Sheini also. I can assume this. The Maiser, you have to be mafresh. I mean, the Rabot, you have to be. But on this afroshe, they said, Machshava also helps. That's what the Rabbein Natan means. Rabbein Natan means that every tevil has Maiser Sheini or Maiser Oni, which Machshava can never help. And if our Gemara said the Dilma Nosa Neina Vitzadzeh, so but the Nosa Neina Vitzadzeh can never help by my Shishani, my Soni. So Kochach, by Tmai, we have the Skula, and Afroshe by my Shishani or my Soni helps Machshav. I saw the Magia on the Toysis HaRosh, brings a Rosh and Mesechtes HaBoy Dezore. That the Rosh and Mesechtes HaBoy Dezore said another raya to the Rabbeinu Tam that it's speaking about the Mai from this Gemara. Dil menosan einov bitzadzeh and the Ochel mitzadzeh. Frek the Rosh amore de kekashe. I said, the Rosh is asking a kasha and Rabbi Yeshua, you're being meyed that Rameyer ate with Hadaf Rosh. How do you know? Maybe it was nosan einov bitzadzeh v'ochel mitzadzeh. Frek the Rosh, if it was Nosan Einov Betzadzeh, fine. That's it. But you make a broche. Entschuldig, before you mafrish, you make a broche. Now, if he didn't make a broche, the din is a orem lo yitroi, because you mafrish the broche. You have to make a broche. What's shot in the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha, what's the raya from Rabbi Yeshua? Maybe it was mafrish b'machshava. So the Gemara should have answered. If good, he could have been machfish with machshava, but a brochi you don't make with machshava. A brochi you make bepeh. And he tells the fool when Rameh made a brochi, he didn't mumble it underneath his breath. Rameh made a brochi. The way a brochi should be made. So a kochach, he wasn't machfish, or else we'd have heard the brochi. Zuk the Rosh, a raya to the Rabbeinu Tam. It was Dmai. And Mai, the Gemara says, the Masech to Shabbos, you don't make a broche. Because Dmai is a Sofik the Rabbono. Oh, a raya to the Rabbeinu Tam. This was the Rosh's raya to the Rabbeinu Tam. Right? So now everything seems to be flowing smoothly. It's all is good. A Gemara speaking about Dmai. Dmai is spot on Chutzlorets. And everything is verempfeld. Vekoshe. Vektoisves, vekoshe mirishalmi de peri gimel de demai. Toisves had shas babel in yirishalmi on the fingertips, so there's a yirishalmi that's not mashme like the Rabbeinu Tam. Now, first Toisves is going to bring the yirishalmi, and then by the end of the yirishalmi, we're going to have a kash and Rabbeinu Tam. So let's see what the yirishalmi is saying. Yerushalmi says as follows, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Sholach lei Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Esrik. And the Mephoshim says, speaking about Sukkis, he sent him an Esrik for Sukkis, and we'll see, maybe it was Chalamay Sukkis, he sent him an Esrik. Va'oma lei, and he told him, Ze bo liyodi mikisrin. He said four words to him. This came liyodi mikisrin. Right? And I listen, if Rabbi Yosi said four words, these four words, he didn't say stamazai four words. I says, Shimon ben Gamliel had to know this, and that's he told them these four words. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel understood that, what Rabbi Yosi is talking about. V'lamati mimenu shloisha dvorim. From these four words, I learned three things. What three things did he learn? Shehu v'adai. Number one, that it's tevil. That's the first thing I learned from him. Now, where did he see tevil? Well, why do you have to tell me it came from Kisrin? If he tells me it's from the Chazon Ish's Parodis Memela. He told him it came from the Shtot Kisrin. What? Why does he have to tell me it came from the Shtot Kisrin? So he wanted to tell me, Kisrin, it's Tevil Vadai. That's where he's coming. It comes from Kisrin, and Kisrin, it's Tevil Vadai. Anyway. Number two, Vishuhu Tomei. Vishuhu Tomei means that it's Mukhshel Lekabel Tomei. And where did you see this? Because he said, Bo Liyodi. If you wanted to tell him where it came from, once to tell him the yichus of the yeflik, he should have said, ze bo mikisrin. What's bo liyodi? What's it to liyodi for? Liyodi comes to tell me, he told him like this, that lemaisa this esrog was mufshel akabel tume, but I got a hold of it when it's still toyer. So he's telling him it's still toyer. So you should know it's mufshel, but liyodi, when I got a hold of it, it's, and I'm shame, and I was shame that it wasn't be makab, that it should be makabel tume. That's the second aloch he learned from him. And the third aloch he learned, a third thing, that he did not have another esrig. Why? Where do you see? He only got this esrig from Kisri. Because if he would have had, and we'll see how the Yerushalmi knows this, because if he would have had another esrig, he would not have sent an esrig shel tevel to Rav Shimon Gamliel. He would have been mafrish meiser on this esrig and sent him a chulin de kesri. But since he told them it's tevel, and why wasn't he mafrish? It's not so posher to send tevel. So, because he didn't have an eighth, he didn't have another esrig to be mafrish on. He only had one esrig. So memele. So these are the three things. Rav Shimon Gamliel got the esrig and the message. He learned these three halachos. But now Tosfos explains. Shuvadai, that what he derived from Rav Yossi's drosha, that it's vadai tevel. Shaperes kisrei vadai. Shvishuhu tomei, that what he says, it's tomei shemabitzin olav mayim. That they had poured water on it, perish for huksha. It was huksha, like that, in that the Mephoshim say the Yerushalmi, so it's, you learn this from Bobby Yodi. V'loipol the Yoda Acher, and the third thing that he derived, he did not have another essay. She'ilu bol the Yoda Acher, ho yemasa mimen, mauzeh. If he would have had another essay, he wouldn't have sent him table. So that's what he told them, that it's tevel. I hear from this that they didn't have another esrog to make it chul. Ve'im toima, frek Tosfos, how did Rav Shimon Gamliel know to learn all these three things? This is just going into Pshat and Yerushalmi till we come to the Kashan and the Rabbeinu Tam. Ve'dil me'isa, maybe he was mafrish ma'isa, He wanted to tell him that it's mukhsha, so boli yodi. He wanted to say boli yodi. He couldn't say, someone said boli yodi. He said the mikisrin boli yodi, but boli yodi mikisrin. But could be the only thing he wants to tell him is that it's mukhsha. V'yesh loyme dim loyhoye ala dova echot hoye rabiyosi. Moidiyoi beferish. He's only coming to tell us that it's mukhsha, so he would have told them beferish it's mukhsha, not to say such a cryptic message, and then thus. Fine. So al kochach, he said this whole message to tell them these three things. Buporich, frekti rishalmi, viliyasa mimenu olo. It seems he didn't want to send him tevel. So, and if he would have had another esrig, he would have been mafrish from the other esrig on this esrig. He didn't have another esrig, so he had to send them table. Frekte Yerushalmi v'liyasa mimenu ov. Why wasn't he mafrish maisa minei yabei? Let him take off a shtikl, and then they'll send them the rest of the esrig. A P.S., it's sukkis. It was for an esrig for sukkis. I need a, an esrig asholim. So the Mephoshim Yerushalmi say, no, it was chalamaitzukis. Chalamaitzukis, you don't need, filachos is also good. So memele, so the Gemara asks, so instead of sending him tevel, which we'll see is not such a proper thing to do, he should have been mafrish maisa from the esrig, taking up a little, and send him a esrig, that's cool. ומשני אין דרך בני אדם ששייכם לחבריהם דברים חסרים. It's not menschlichkeit. It's not menschlichkeit. You don't do that. I mean, from every tenuah, what Gedolei Yisrael did, there's a ganze Shulchan Aruch. No, that's not menschlichkeit. You want to send them an asterisk, you have to be shoykel. Should I send them tevel? Should I be mafresh mais and send them? No, no, no. You don't send a double chosa. It's not menschlichkeit. Fine. So that's why we needed all these three things. Uporich. V'lav mas nisin hi. It's a mishneh. Rabbi Yosi mater bevadai. Ubevad sheyediyoi. The Gemara, now let's just explain the kasha. There's a machlokes Rabbi Yosi in the Tanna Kamma. If one is permitted to send a peiri of tevel and to tell him that it's tevel, are you allowed to do that? Rabbi Yosi says, if you're allowed to send tevel, if you tell him it's tevel, Tanna Kamma says you're not allowed to send tevel. It's too dangerous, and you don't send tevel. Fine. So, and the Gemara says, the Yerushalmi was medayik from Rabbi Yosi, if he sent him tevel, mistome, he did not have an eitz out to be mistaken, and he didn't have another esrig. Frek the Gemara, why do you have to say that? Could be he sent him tevel, and Rabbi Yosi l'shitose, it's yelatas ala peiri shel tevel, If you tell them that it's tevel, so forget. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel learned three things. He learned he couldn't get a second esrog because if he'd gotten a second esrog, it would have been mafresh. What's the raya? Could be it, he had a second esrog. He wasn't interested in being mafresh. Let Rabbi Shimon Gamliel be mafresh, and he just went. He sent him tevel because he holds he can send an esrog of tevel. Porich v'lav mas nisni Rabbi Yosi mater bevadai ubevad sheyediyai mishni b'yisei peiri Rabbi Yosi mater l'shleich l'chaveri vadei tevel ubevad sheyediyai sheini muso v'shem ahoya b'yad Rabbi Yosi yacha. So this third limud that he didn't have another essay, could be had another essay. U'mash le'isa, he wasn't mafresh myself, he sheyediyai. He told him that it's Vaday Tevel. So what's the three things that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel derived from Rabbi Yosi's message? Umishani. So the Gemara answers, Afal gav de poliga de rabbona. What are you talking about? That he should rely on that what he holds b'shita, that you're allowed to send an esrog shel tevel if you made it, because he's chaylik and rabbonu lehava oveduv de kibosei, but lemaise tefirzich l'shitosei to be chaylik and rabbonu, that he never would have done. Fine. So memele, now we know the whole thing that Harav Shimon Gamliel was medayik, these three in yonim from Rabbi Yosi's message. Frekte Gemore, v'lav mi peiris hamotorim bekisrin heim. What's tamaze the whole problem? These are the peiris hamotorim bekisrin. The Rebbe hitte kisrin, v'hitte beishan. So poshe pshat in the Gemore's kasha is as follows. The Yerushalmi asks, I don't understand. You tell me a whole Megillah over here told him it's tevel and the ganze meise. And Shuldik. Rebbe was Mata Kisrin. Rebbe was Mata Beishan. So that means that you don't have to give a klal meiseris. So what's pshat over here? The pshat whole meise was tevel and he told a ganze zach. Rebbe said you don't have to give meiseris. Umishani Rab Shimon Gamliel Kaitem Rebbe Hav. So the answer is very good. This was a shtik teira of Rebbe. Shimon Gamliel was Rebbe's father. But Al Kaponim, he was before his son said the soul shtik teira. So Mamela, in the times of Rab Shimon Gamliel, they were mafresh maisres from Kisrin and Beishan. So Mamela, so now we understand the whole thing. So Mamela, Rabbi Yosi was also mafresh meisres. Everyone, Avisein, mafresh meisres from Kitzron and Beishan. So Memele, so that's pshat. This Yerushalmi is the Chanof and Astira to the Rabbeinu Tam. Now, the Rabbi Natam said, the whole Chiddush of Rabbi Beisham was only on Dmai. Vadai? Vadai. In Chutzlot, you also have to give Maisa. That was the whole shtick term of the Rabbi Natam. Yitrayas. He even often the Yerushalmi, not like the Rabbi Natam. The Yerushalmi asks, the Yerushalmi asks, V'lami peres ha-motorim be-kisrin. It's mutter, because Rabbi was matter kisrin. Mashme, Zuktoisvis, the La'ache Shehuta, after Rebbe was Mata, Hayepota Filu Vadai, Dahu Esrig Vadai Ave, and often the Yerushalmi, not like the Rabbi Natan. This is Dachbita. Vitzorich Loima, so Toisvis says, you know, you're learning wrong pshat in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi means something else in Gansu, not the way you're learning pshat in Yerushalmi. The tzorich loyme the pshat in the Yerushalmi is as follows: the lav mi peiris the metorim bekisrim the hosam biyirish. That means as follows: the hosam biyirishalmi be peirik beis did mayam rinam. The Yerushalmi in peirik beis did may says elu aminim hasurim be beisham. These meaning are also be beisham. The elu aminim asurim bekisrin. That means even though Rabbi was matar beishan and kisrin, elu aminim asurim bekisrin. Perish. Now the Rabbi Natam said, what is pshat in that Mishnah? Mishum demai. That means even though demai is mutter from beishan, these minim are also demai from beishan. Why? Mishum the love. Mishum the elu minim hayagilim beelu amakayim eslavi meretz Yisrael. These minim that the Mishnah is mefarid. These minim were imported from Eretz Yisrael. So memele, so even though Rebbe was matar beishan, so memele, so if you buy something that grows in Beishan and it's demai, no problem. You're allowed to eat it because Beishan is chutzlores. But there are certain minim that didn't grow in Beishan. It came from Eretz Yisrael. No, if it came from Eretz Yisrael, so if it's demai, so demai from Eretz Yisrael is also. By yiduim shalei bo me'eretz Yisrael, turim mishum demai v'chayov mishum ba. Fine. Kepeirish Rabbeinu Tam. That's how the Rabbeinu Tam learned Pshat in that previous Yerushalmi and Perek Beis. Now, let's go back now. So what is Pshat in the Yerushalmi's Kasha? Uporich, frekt Yerushalmi, voloi esrig mi peiris hamutorim. Esrig is mi peiris hamutorim. Shame be in Oisan may Eretz Yisrael. Esrig is from the Peres Motorim. Shame be in Oisan Eretz Yisrael. Ela bekisrin atzma godl. Umay de Rabbonon de mutalish loich vaday bechutz loretz baido. Lenechuku ala betevel be Eretz Yisrael. Vim kein menolon shloi boli yad rabi yisi achem. Veloy boye biyode acha ye yochel shloi yach vade tevel baido. Vechutz loretz afilu rabonam. So Teisvi says that the kasha of the Yerushalmi is as follows. This is the time for the Rabbeinu Tam. The Yerushalmi had asked the kasha, how do you know that Rabbi Yisi didn't have an extra esrig? Because he said if he would have had an extra esrig, if he would have had that, he would have been mafresh maisa from the extra esrig and this esrig. So the Gemara said, could be he had an extra esrig, but we had an extra esrig, but didn't want to be mafresh, because he told them that it's devil, that Rav Shimon Gamliel be mafresh himself. So the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Yosi was not soimach to send Vaday Tevel with Aido because the Chachamim achayuk. Frekte Yerushalmi, anshuldig. The Chachamim are only chaylik by Tevel habo me Eretz Yisrael. That's a Tevel that comes from Eretz Yisrael. That Tevel, they said you're not allowed to send to someone even though you're Medeem, it's Tevel. But tevel that's bo michutz loretz, then the chamusos you're allowed to send it. So memele, so that's pshat. So we're back to the old kasha. That's the Ben Tamlim pshat. How do you know that Rabbi Yossi didn't have an extra esrog? Maybe he had an extra esrog. But the esrogim from Kisrim do not come from Eretz Yisrael. They come from Kisrim. So memele, so the vada, so they come from Kisrim. So it's a tevel that grows in chutzlos. A tevel that grows in chutzlos. Even the chachamim are moide. That you could send tevel and be moidia. So that's the Gemara's kashas. Again, Rab Shimon Gamliel, how did you figure out that Rab Yossi did not have another esrig? Maybe he had another esrig, but it was not necessary to be mafrish from that second esrig, because since Rabbi was mata kisrin, so kisrin is only a tevel from chutzlaret, a tevel vadi from chutzlot, so chamim also maydi latis and tevel, and be maydiim that it's tevel. That was pshat Yerushalmi's kashi. Not that tevel from chutzlot is mutter. No, chas v'shalom. Tevel from chutzlot is also asa. But you're allowed to send tevel and being made that it's tevel since it comes from chutzlot. Or mishani emphati Yerushalmi da dain lehutra kisrim b'mei Rabbi Yossi v'y marzika noise b'cheskes Eretz Yisrael. Bye. That's Pshat in Yerushalmi, a lady. So now we know Pshat in Yerushalmi, and everything can stim according to Rabbeinu Tam. So now we hear here one mahalach in our Gemara that the Shitas of Rabbeinu Tam is bitter. Zeir bitter, we'll see. That Be'emes and Tevel is noig and Chutzloretz by Yerokes and by Peres, and later Tosis is going to ask, so why aren't we in Mafresh Trumas and Maisus? That can be a kash according to Rabbeinu Tam. But, Bekitzer. But that sheet is a Rabbeinu Tam. Tevel is noyeg b'chutzlos. Mid Rabbon, mafilu by Maisa Peres and Dos, and Maisa Peres and Maisa Yerik. It's noyeg. The whole, our whole Gemara that said that if Beishan is chutzloretz, you could eat without a frosh's Maisa, speaking about the Mai. At the Mai by the Mai they were mekel in chutzloretz. That's one mahalach in the sugya. Umiu b'moke macher, motzi ri b'Yerushalmi b'meseches chale perik shtei noshim. He found a different Yerushalmi. We're going now with Yerushalmis. He found a different Yerushalmi. And the crux of the Yerushalmi is, then we'll see how we see this in the Yerushalmi. He found the Yerushalmi as follows. The Yerek b'chutz loretz ain't noig boy loy meiser b'loy trum. Period. Yerek and chutz loretz, and that's like Rashi seemed to say, Yerek and chutz loretz, there's no trum, there's no meiser, there's nothing. Or b'shar peiris, Rashi compared Yerek to peiris ilon, Yerushalmi shtei nitazay. Or b'shar peiris, neheges trum gedoyla avoloy meiser. Peiris that grow in chutz loretz, you have to be mafresh truma gedoyle and not maisa. Avol dogon tirosh v'yitzoch hayom legamri bein betrume bein b'maisa. The Ri found a Yerushalmi that said guidelines. A yerek that grew in chutz loretz, you don't have to be mafresh anything. So now Baruch Hashem, our Gemara is speaking about, they found that Ramei ate a yerek in Beishan, he wasn't mafresh anything. Yeah, because that's the locha. A yerek that grows in chutz loretz, you don't be mafresh trumas and maisres. Now, but not that's only a yerek. A peri, an apple will grow in chutz loretz, slav will grow in chutz loretz, you have to be mafresh truma gedoyla. Dog and vesirish will grow in chutz loretz, you have to be mafresh truma gedoyla and maisres. This is all midarabot. Fine. Now, this is the Yerushalmi. He brought down, now these are the clear-cut halachas from the Yerushalmi. But now he brings down the Yerushalmi. You'll see it for yourself. V'hochi isa hosom. Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Seinu shebegoyle hoyu mafrishin trumois umaisres. In Golis, in Chutz Loretz, they were mafrish trumois umaisres. Fine. Now, Hanigeya Lonu so far, this is enough to see there were mafresh trumas and maisres. Now, let's go further. We'll come to, we'll explain this later. Ad shebo haroivim ubotlum. till the Reuvim came, they were mevatel afilu Trumas HaMaisres, Maniu HaReuvim, Tagemunye, this is the Bnei Rabchiyah, Priya Bonov, they were matel afilu Trumas HaMaisres. But let's forget about the Achebo HaReuvim. So now we have here a memre, Rabbi Seinu, Shebegoyle, Hoyim Afrishin Trumas HaMaisres. Fine. Omar Rab Zire, Rab Yehuda B'Shem Shmuel Oimer. Now we're speaking about you bring, you have to be mafresh, trume in chutz loretz, but there's one kula. Chalas chutz loretz, trumes chutz loretz, oichel v'hoilech v'achakach mafresh. There's a meridike kula. Let's say if you found about in Shabbos, then you were mafresh trume, and it's trumes chutz loretz, so you can eat it, and you'll be mafresh after Shabbos. You don't have to be mafresh before. A kula in chalas chutz loretz. It's not negayos. Let's go further. Rabbi b'shem Rab Shmuel Omar loichoshu elo letrumas dogon tirish v'yitzo. Now, Rabbi b'shem Rab Shmuel is explaining that what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Yisaynu shebegoy lo imafrishin trumas amaisris. So Rabbi b'shem Rab Shmuel says, the Rabbi Yisaynu shebegoy lo, you know when they were mafrish trumas amaisris uchutz loret? Loichoshu elo letrumas dogan tirish v'yitzo. Umash medekoye Rabbi Yochanan. Da omad begoyle hoye mafrishin trumas amaisris. Vose Rab Abba lashminen de davke bedogan tirish v'yitzo hoye mafrishin trumas amaisris. So far we had the way the Rishes pshat in the Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yochanan said in Chutzlo so mafrish trumas amaisris. Rabbi Seinu hoye mafrish in trumas amaisris. And Rababe is saying that davke bedogan tirish v'yitzah hoye mafrish in trumas amaisris. This chum was only by dogan tirish v'yitzah. What's the lashon of Rababe? Rababe said, v'choshu elo letrumas dogon tirish v'yitzel, so don't take trumas literally, means trumas ha-maisris. Do ad in maisr. So what is Rab Abba saying? So the chumra of Rabbi Seinu was only by dogon tirish v'yitzel, take of trumas ha-maisris. Avol shal peiris, oranges, apples, lechoshu linye maisr, elu le truma gdoyla. Other peiris, in goyla, the only took of truma gdoyla. Kamoishim meforish rabshila b'shein rabshimen achakach, rabshimen b'shein rabshimen omar, loichoshu elo letrume gedoyla. They're only chayish by peiris for trume gedoyla. Avo liyirokes, afilu betrume gedoyla loichoshu. But by yirokes, afilu trume gedoyla loichoshu. De toni isi b'shein rabbi kive, maisreis liyerek medevreim, Perish ain't lem as machta min apose, kama ishiesh le shah perish, the asmuchu rabbonon akro. So bekitzer, so we have over here, the re found a Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Seinu wa mafresh trumas amaisris, Rabbi Abba said they were mafresh trumas amaisris only by dog and tirish v'yitzo, Rab Shilo b'shem Rab, that means, but by Peres they were not mafresh trumas amaisris. Rab Shimon said by Peres they were mafresh only truma gedoyle, and by Yerokes they weren't mafresh anything. That is these are the guidelines that the Ri found in the Yerushalmi. Ulefise, so memele, now that we found the Yerushalmi, that by Yerek in Chutz Loretz is no, Chiyav whatsoever, if he's a lekoshe midi mahachte shmaiten the rameye ochel olosha yerek, that here it says he ate a yerek, because yerek is not a chiyav of anything. Vahi de mesechtes avoy de zore de ochel pri de loy ma'asron, they're speaking about peiris, b'shar peiris komo, shohu memem trume gdoyla, avoy loy ma'isa. The Maisa that Reish Lakish made a whole tumul in Botzra, because they didn't take off Maisa. So he says they took off Truma, they didn't take off Maisa, which is back what the Yerushalmi says. We have this Rav Shimon Yerushalmi by Perish, you take off Truma, not Maisa. Reish Lakish told him you have to take off Maisa also because he thought Botzra was Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Yochanan told them on Shuldei Botzra is Chutzlots, go back, they don't have to take off Maisa. Ubebroches loy garsina. Now Tosfos said a Gemara in Broches. That would it seem in Chutzlots is a Chiyuv Maisa. So Tosfos learned that the Tosfos Geres Yerek. So Tosfos says, Ubebroches loy garsina Yerek, the Betzlafairi, Vlav Yereko. Vloy garsina nami Maisa, ala animili gabitzlaf, the Chosha Peres, and you know Maisa, ala Trum. Chaynu besvorim medyokim. Now Tosfos says the Gemara in Broches that Rabbi Yehuda did not want to say Alochi Kemekel b'chutz loretz because I would think he's only speaking about Peres that in Eretz Yisrael the whole Trumas and Maisas is the Rabbonon. So I would think he's Mekel by Trume of Tzlav and Chutz loretz that you don't have to give Trume from the Kafrisin. That's pshat. Maisa, you never have to give. Yerik, you don't give anything. Fine. Vahid b'Yerushalmi dekama shebo horoivim ubotlum. So that means till the roivim came, till Rav Chiya Bonav came. So they were mafrish von Dagon, Tirosh v'Yitzor, they were mafrish trume Maisa. Bo ha-roivim u-botlum means the roivim u-mavatl in chutzlos, you don't do anything. You're not mafrish anything in chutzlos. Samchin in Achshav, Samamela, that's pshat in us, that's why in France and in Italy, we're not mafrish trumas and maisres. You know why? Bo ha, that's a Yerushalmi, bo ha-roivim u-botlum. There was a tkufa, that Rabbi Seinu Shebegoyla Hoyu Mafrish and Trumas and Maisris by Dog and Tirish Vayitza, they were Mafrish Truma by Peres, they weren't Mafrish anything by Yerik. That was past history. Bo Horoivim Ubotlum is Mamela. Now that's why they were battle everything. Now, I feel me the Rabbonin, there's no Inyan of Trumas and Maisris in Shalom al Yisrael. Samchinen achshav shein onu mafrishin trumas ha-maisris. That's when I mafrish trumas ha-maisris, Yerushalmi in Chalom. Rabbeinu Tam eforish, the Rabbeinu Tam had a tremendous problem. The Rabbeinu Tam holds chutz la-oretz is chayiv b'tevel. You have to be mafrish, maiser, truma, everything. The works. You have to be mafrish everything. And then the Rabbi Netam only said, but the chutzlos is a kula of demai. Demai, you don't have to be mafrish. But tevel, you have to be mafrish. No. So according to the Rabbi Netam, who ever saw a yid in France and Italy that was mafrish trumas ha-maisres? I mean, according to Rabbi Netam, it's bitter. You should be mafrish trumas ha-maisres. Rabbi Netam, eforish, tein hasodeis, cheshuveish, shalolu. The fields aren't ours. Because you have to pay taxes, so it seems that the Goyish government had a big yard in the field. So it's not called a Yiddish field, it's a Goyish field. Tvue, that grows on a Goyish field, we pay taxes, everyone pays taxes. If you pay taxes, so, There's no chiv, it's goyish, so you don't pay truma. There's no chiv truma samaisus. So that's the heta, why we're not mafrish. Well, the thief is there, that's all comes, and we said a big shtick teira. Whoever pays taxes is potter. So, when did they were mafrish truma samaisus? The tax evaders. I mean, who was mafrish truma samaisus? Well, the thief is there, be mayim loy hoyo mafrishim. There were certain people who were gepatted from taxes. Those people gave trumas and maisres. But the rest of the people didn't give trumas and maisres. And there were some that were potter from taxes. The ikad the loyovi, kedama ba mekabel. are the less like karge vitaske mai. So mice is to such a karge that la mice is potter from taxes. Those cave. Agabuchadai, so they bring down the Rosh asked, according to Rabbi Netam, seems in France and Italy you also had some people who did not have to pay taxes. So according to the Rabbi Netam, there's tevil, you have to be mafresh to mesamai, whoever saw someone was mafresh to mesamai. But according to Rabbi Netam, it is like that. V'oid yesh leforish. I mean, Tosfos was touching a very delicate problem. Tosfos had rayas from Gemoris that Nchutzlot is the Zachiv Hafroshe. V'oid yesh leforish. Now Tosfos wants to say, a new mahalach in Gans. Shema horechoikim me'eretz Yisrael kamoinu loitiknu chachamim. That means that's true. There were mekaymes close to Eretz Yisrael that Chazalim machayev to give trumas amaisris. But the lands that are far away from Eretz Yisrael, so the loitiknu chachamim. Vayesh meforshim shenimtza beYerushalmi. That's right, Yerushalmi. And that's what we're saying. So this sugya is speaking about Beishan, which is in Eretz Yisrael. It's surrounded, and they weren't kaivishet. So here, Taka Chazal, even though minatayre, it's part of from Trumas Amaisis, Chazal Machayev. But the lands which are far away from Eretz Yisrael, so these lamaise they parted from Trumas Amaisis.